Hello, ladies, and welcome to The Health Fairy. I'm Sarah, your host, and I'm here to talk about breathing and relaxation and my journey into meditation and how it helped me. Now, I always do a 10-minute podcast. I won't keep you too long, but I just wanted to talk about why we do meditation and how it benefits our lives. You know, I'm no yogi, I'm no guru. I am touching the surface of meditation at this present moment in time, and I'm actually touching the surface of tapping, EFT, TFT, and becoming more involved in astral projection, which is absolutely insane for me to say this, because I never thought in my lifetime would I be looking into outer body experiences. So I'm looking into all quantum physics and things like that, just because I like to challenge my mind and I like to challenge my body and my spirit. And I really do believe that there's so much more. I believe that an awful lot of things, I believe an awful lot of things that I could spend 3 hours talking about, but I'm not going to because I've got 10 minutes. Well, nine actually. So I want to talk about just relaxation. You know, people say to me, I'm so tense, I don't know what to do. So today I've just done a lady's lashes. It was really interesting. And she's got three children. She lives on her own and she won't mind me speaking about this. But she actually is so stressed, which we all understand. You know, she's doing a great job and she must be significantly stressed. So I decided I was going to do some tapping on her, and I said to her, do you ever do any breath work? Now, she's got some issues with her children. They have ADHD and hyperactivity. So I said to her, have you ever tried breath work and tapping on your children as well? And she was like, no, I've never even heard of tapping. Now, I thought, why not just give her the tools to be able to do tapping on herself and her children. Now, I'm ADHD and I don't live by being ADHD. I refuse to live by label and I refuse to have medication. But that's my self opinion and my own perception on how I want to live my life. Everyone is different, and this is not about opinionating or being righteous. It's really not. So I gave her some tools to do some tapping, and it was really interesting because she went dead quiet on me. And it was really interesting because she sees life in a black and white way. And I thought, let's touch into her spirit quickly. So as I've got these abilities to heal, you know, I'm not saying that I'm a savior or anything, but I have this gift and I love this gift and I use it only when I can. Now, it was really, really interesting because I did have top of her head and pushed into her and said, does that hurt? And she was like, into a pressure point. And she was like, ow. And I was like, okay, let's tap it out. And she was like, what are you talking about? I said, let's just tap out that pain, that pressure. Tell me how you feel. So we tapped it. And then she was like, oh my God, I feel really relaxed. And I was like, okay, let's just do the other pressure points. So I went round her face and done the pressure points, and it was really interesting because she just literally went, I'm going to do this on my children. I've got to learn this on my children. And I never really mentioned anything about this because I was going to say to her, you know, why don't you do some breath work and some tapping on your children and they can watch you. Now, my point of view is, if you can do something to improve your life, then always allow your children to learn as well. And I always think, if you're going to do something to improve your life without medication, use it to your best ability and find out why. Research it. It's important, you know. Sometimes things are not what they seem, and when you delve deep into the spiritual world, it's an awakening. It really is. Now, she sat there relaxed and then she said, do it again. So I pressed the pressure points and said, does that hurt? And she was like, it's less, it doesn't hurt as much. So we tapped again. By the time she finished, she said, I love this. Now, I never used to like any of this kind of thing, and I wouldn't believe it, but I do believe something's happened. And I was like, okay, let's discuss doing your children. I said, why don't you lay down on the floor when you get home and start doing the tapping? You know, and start taking some deep breaths in, hold for two and relax. Just simple ones. Obviously, you don't want to go too deep with children around. So hold your breath for five or two. Should we say two? Sorry, because it's for adult. So hold your breath for two and then release for five. Breath hold for two, release for five. And she was like, okay, I'm going to try this. And I said, she said, I don't think my children will do it. And I said, well, okay, lay down on your floor at home and just do it. Because children are so inquisitive, they might laugh at you at first and say, what are you doing, Mum? Just say, I'm just relaxing. And do it in front of them time and time again. I can guarantee you, them children will lay next to you and start doing the same and mimic you. Now, if you're going to let them mimic you doing something positive to their lives to help them with the relaxation when you've got ADHD or hyperactivity, this is a great behaviour. This is something that's going to incorporate their lives to make it better for them. You know, they might not understand it, but they will feel it. And kids are more susceptible to spirituality and their within, their power within. They will see things differently to us. So they will navigate and they will learn it very quickly and it will become part of their lives. And maybe if you can let me know if you do this on your podcast, how your children behave, because I'd love to know. And if it helped them with their hyperactivity and their ADHD. It's really important to tell people about these things. People go to medication and they go to the doctor and the doctors don't even understand alternative medicine because it's not naturally in them. You know, they're naturally been trained to learn about medication and anatomy, but they don't learn about the spiritual side, the meridians, the power. So that's what I teach. Now, my husband just walked in. And had to stop the podcast. I'm so sorry. My husband tends to come home right at the wrong time. So I apologise for that. And I have no idea where I've got up to. Gosh, I love having a human in the house. It's fine. I'm so sorry. Anyway, where were we? So yeah, they don't teach breath work and how to reduce the anxieties and stress of life. Now, obviously they don't need to because there's people like us that help individuals. And I really truly believe that if we had the tools spiritually and medically, we'd be laughing. We'd be in so much better states of affairs if we just truly let go and understood our inner selves more. I teach this a lot and I really truly believe that we can live in a different mindset if we just take the time to understand our inner selves, starting with the breath work, starting with EFT, TFT, and starting with the knowing that there is a way to change your mindset. There is a way. I promise you, I can show you the tools, but you've got to want to, and that's the difference. You've got to really want to do it, and you've also got to believe in yourself and truly understand that you've got to delve deep back into your past, your trauma, and really accept what happened and let it go. And that's what I learned from my abuse and my stalking and everything. I had to forgive in a way so I could be released from my anxiety. Now I don't have any. And people say to me, oh, it's because you're married and you've got Michael. That is absolutely ridiculous statement because I was very anxious when I was with Michael. In fact, I'm anxious with somebody than I am when I'm without because we have to be accountable to them. We've got to learn to live with their habits as well. And we've got to change our mindsets for them because we can't live our lives as a selfish individual. So to people to say, oh, you're comfortable and you're safe now, it's not the case at all. It's just that I've learned how to deal with anxiety and I've learned how to deal with trauma. And breath work, TFT, meditation, spiritual guidance, yoga meditation has changed my whole life by just letting go of the past and also understanding my true inner self and my anatomy and how I work, you know, how our energy flows, our meridians, our pressure points, our blood, our everything, how it all flows. And once you understand where the focus goes, you know, that's exactly what it is. The energy will flow. It's so important. Anyway, I'm going to go. I'm so sorry for the interruption. It was lucky he didn't come on because he's got a tendency to swear or talk too much. I might do a podcast with him very soon. People seem to like Michael's attitude. In fact, he's actually a very, very, very good coach. He is very clever and intuitive as well. He loves tapping and he loves meditation. For a 6'6" giant, you wouldn't think that. So that's perception yet again. It's funny, my lady said today, oh, I said, do you know what the health fairy is all about? And she went, yeah, it's about not eating anything and being healthy. And I was like, how wrong is your perception? And I needed to speak about that as well. But that's another podcast. I definitely don't tell people not what to do. I definitely believe in spirituality and methodical way of living. So have a good day and take care.